Here we go.
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
Number 5.
Every day's a winner for me, Anna. Mm-hmm. Every day's a winner.
It's a good way to look at life.
As the Democrats hold the line and plan to filibuster the Senate vote on Neil Gorsuch's nomination, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans are prepared to invoke the so-called nuclear option. That eliminates a filibuster and requires only a majority to vote to confirm Gorsuch, as opposed to 60 votes, who just require 51 votes, which they can get to fairly easily because there's 52 Republicans in the Senate. And I cannot imagine a Republican not voting for Gorsuch.
Is there somebody?
I don't think there is.
No, I don't think so either. But they definitely don't have the votes they need to get that 60 number.
Right. Now, which changes this whole thing now. Now we're going to just go down to 51 votes for everything in the Senate, as opposed to having cloture on big ticket items like Supreme Court nominations and budgets and items like that. And it's just, you know, if I were the Democrats right now, I'm telling you, I would. It's a tough pill to swallow because of Merrick Garland and all the things that happened last year. But, you know, elections have consequences. Democrats, this is a little lesson. Democrats, if they would like to have more influence in the government, they need to win elections. That's the way to do that.
It is. And I think that 51 number is not great for democracy because you think about the Supreme Court justices who could pass the 51 number who may not get to the 60 number. And when it's not really about politics, when it really is about ideology and the actual candidate could be a lot more extreme if you just have to pass the 51 vote.
Minimum. And we're living in extreme times to begin with. If I were Democrats, I would err on the side of maintaining stability in the Senate. That would be the way I would look at it. That's how I would do it. But you know what? No one elected me.
Nope.
All right. So now, here, this is Mitch McConnell, right? Here he is.
Who would be the biggest beneficiary of that right now? It would be the majority, right? There's not a single senator in the majority who thinks we ought to change the legislative filibuster. Not one. The difference between that and the executive branch is the legislative filibuster has been there a long time. Everybody has been up or down, majority, minority at various times. We all understand that's what makes the Senate the Senate. The executive calendar is not what made the Senate the Senate. It was always dealt with on an up or down vote until 2000. So there's no sentiment to change the legislative filibuster.
I could go for a good filibuster, though. You know, a la Ted Cruz, 21 hours, talking about
queso.
His queso and his green eggs and ham, reading from Dr. Seuss. Remember that one? When it was...
I just want to say one thing. Have you had the queso?
I used to like queso before Ted Cruz ruined it.
When it's dipping down your throat, then going down your chin, all over your chest. I like to rub it in like Vicks Vapor Rub.
Yuck. Yuck.
Yeah, that's what you get in a filibuster there. Yeah. Although it's going to be Democrats filibustering. And there, and I'm going to tell you something. Mitch McConnell could make Star Wars uninteresting. Can you imagine if Mitch McConnell were in Star Wars? Like if he were like Darth Vader or something?
Well, Luke, I suppose I'm your father.
All right. Here's Mitch McConnell talking about Russia's possible involvement in the 2016 election.
Let me tell you what I do trust is Senator Burr and Senator Warner to conduct this investigation in a bipartisan, thorough way. And so we are anxious to hear what their report is. We also know the FBI has a criminal investigation. So there are two investigations going on. And I think the American people at some point here will find out exactly what happened on all of these issues that have been swirling around about.
Yes. All right. I've had enough. Yes. We get it. Again,
Thank
he's
you.
Even making that uninteresting. But the point is that I would like to. I said this earlier. I think that if the president, we want to end this whole conversation, the president should declassify all of it. Let us take a look at it. Because the thing is, they keep talking about what it was that now the leaders of the House Intel Committee saw at the White House. that made one of them think. I mean, that Nunez guy ran out of there like he'd seen Kennedy's brain.
Like there was a ghost he saw or something. Right? There was a very strange news conference he gave afterwards, and then Senator Schiff will not say anything about it, Representative Schiff.
I just want to say that I think they have the alien from Roswell. Right? It was like that.
Right.
It was like that. I was in the basement. I saw the alien. So it's like, I just tell us what it is. How about that? Instead of everybody, you know, you got the president tweeting about everybody's lying. And it's proof, you know, that you got now the former Obama national security advisor was unmasking names. That proves it. That doesn't prove anything. We don't know anything. We don't know anything. We here out in the public who have to sit and listen to these people jockey for position and tell us nothing. And they've all kind of seen something. They have an idea of what it is, but nobody wants to say it. If the president has actual proof that they were spying on him, declassify it and put it out there. If it goes the other way, declassify it, put it out, and it doesn't affect you, Mr. President, declassify and put it out there. If it does affect you, declassify and put it out there too. Mm-hmm. Let's be done with this.
If that's possible. I mean, he can do it, but would there be any harm in the contents in terms of maybe not even for his administration, but for other reasons?
Hasn't the harm been done?
I don't know. Depends on what's in it.
All right. Checking in at
number four.
Please don't let this be Mitch McConnell. Oh, President Trump giving his promise that he'll, quote, destroy government regulations at a CEO town hall meeting in Washington. Mr. Trump said the processes are in place for cities to get approval for federal projects. That just takes too long.
We're giving to New York City hundreds of millions of dollars to build a road someplace. It doesn't help if they can't start because it's going to take 7.5 years to get the permits. Even to redo a road takes years to get the permits. We're really speeding up the process. We're going to try and take that process from a minimum of 10 years down to 1 year. I said, can't we make it 4 months? Can't we do it in 4 months? And there is a certain logic to that, but we'll be satisfied with a year, but it won't be any more than a year.
You do definitely want to, before you build a road or a bridge, you definitely want to do site surveys and make sure things are okay, right?
And get permits.
Yeah. And that, I mean, there's a reason that some of these things get slow walked. I mean, 10 years, I don't know if 10 years, the president does have a tendency to exaggerate. I'm not sure 10 years is an average number, as he's pointing out.
Although this is an area he knows about, right? I mean, this is one area, building and construction, that he does know a lot about. He spent a lot of time in that space.
Right. So. But you do, in order to get these projects done, you want to have the engineers look at it. Make sure that's going to work, right?
You don't want to.
You're still
going to
do that? Just make sure they're still doing that, because you don't know for sure. They're taking everything else away. You want to make sure. We don't need engineers. What do you need those for? Jared Kushner could do it. Jared does everything. Whenever you have a problem, have Jared do it. I'd have Jared do the traffic right now if he were available.
What?
What would Jared do? That's the question we have to ask.
He wouldn't do it as good as me.
I'll say this, though. He's redefining the first name Jared. He's turning it back around. We're no longer thinking about that other guy.
He had a bad run, that name.
Yeah, that name had a really tough run for a couple of years.
Make Jared great again.
Yeah, he's making Jared great again. Thank you, Violetta.
That was Kevin, but yeah.
I know, but it's your turn.
Okay.
Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today, chicagotribune.com.
Top 5-5 continues right here on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. We're all the way up to
number 3.
Have you ever admired a woman so much that you were like, damn, I should produce an ode to this woman over a supercut of her greatest moments that I'll mix myself. And in that poem, I will rhyme Chisholm and racism.
Nope.
You never thought that?
Can honestly say I've not thought that.
Well, Sharon Stone sure did. She performed a spoken word tribute to Maxine Waters. Oh, dear God.
Say it loud. She's black and we're proud. Disrespect will not be allowed. Since 91, she's fought our battles with humor, grace, and skill. She's proved a woman's definitive place is that house on Capitol Hill.
The gentleman from Alabama evidently has amnesia. The Clinton administration eliminated the deficit.
Building on the legacy of Jordan and Chisholm, From day one, she fought for us while facing much racism. Say
all right.
It loud.
There you go. That's it. That's it. We're
Here's
waiting just
rhyme.
For that moment. Never has chism and racism ever rhymed before. Been used in a rhyme, ever.
Never?
That's Chisholm. Shirley Chisholm, that is.
Snap, 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 snap.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Sort of.
Checking in at
number two.
So sit down. Oh, boy. David Ross, Grandpa Rossi. Thrilled last night.
He was so good.
On Dancing with the Stars, based on the Magic Mike series of films. Aaron Andrews read a tweet from a Chicago Cubs player, Anthony Rizzo.
Mm-hmm.
You know who he is, don't you, Violetta? It's the only person in sports she knows.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
What position is he?
First position. First base.
Exactly right. That is correct. First position.
He should play third or home run.
Anthony Rizzo from the Chicago Cubs is saying he's speechless and a bit horrified.
I'm the same. That's the same way I felt Claxton all week.
There you go.
Grandpa Rossi was so good. Did you see him
I think he
up
sticks.
There?
I think he's going to stick.
Outperforming expectations. Everyone sort of thought, oh, yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. Even his own former teammates were saying that, members of the Cubs. But look at him. He was so good. He had one of the highest scores
the night. Let's stop to remember for just a moment. He's a top-level athlete, right? I mean, he's not a slouch.
Nope.
First of all, he's 39 years old or just turned 40, right? And he looks like he's 60, but he's not. He's like all those old-time baseball guys with white hair, buzz cuts, right? And you're like, oh, how old is that guy? Turns out they're 28. He is, he was a catcher, so he's incredibly limber, right?
He showed that last night.
He's got really strong hip flexors and a back and all
too.
Of that. And he was a great batter. Listen, he hit a home run in Game 7 of the World Series. Last time at bat of his career.
I mean, he's incredible, and you knew that, but I think he just is doing a little better on Dancing with the Stars than everyone expected. I'll say that.
All right, well, we're very happy for him.
It's like magic who?
We're backing him. What position did he play, Violetta?
Catcher.
Which one is that?
The one that catches the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
During his monologue last night, Jimmy Kimmel took aim at Jared Kushner.
Mm-hmm. He did.
And the news that he went to Iraq with the Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Joseph Dunford. Here's Kimmel.
Strange, because Jared Kushner is a real estate developer. He's 36 years old. He has no experience dealing with foreign governments. This is a guy who negotiates rent. I mean, his job is to figure out how much it will cost to put a Dunkin' Donuts on the first floor of an office building. Dennis Rodman has more foreign policy experience than Jared Kushner. So you have to wonder why the president would send him to a military operation in Iraq. And I was driving to work, I was thinking about it this morning, and I came up, there's only one possible explanation. I think the president might be trying to kill him. a lot of fathers don't get along with their son-in-laws. If you're president, you can throw a black bag over his head and ship him off to Iraq.
Oh, man.
He is taking a far more active role in foreign policy than we all expected initially, certainly from the president himself. Didn't sound initially like this was going to be the role he would take on.
Even Larry King, who worked for RT. Remember, that was his last job. He was working for Russia Today, television
when he left
network.
CNN, he went over to that.
Yeah, he went to infomercials first, and then he went over to that. Even Larry King, who works for the Russians, is like, this is ridiculous. Hello.
I'd just be more comfortable if we knew a lot more about him. He's notoriously camera shy. He doesn't give interviews, really. He's never been vetted, or had any kind of confirmation hearings like a Secretary of State would or someone who's an official member of the cabinet. And it just feels as if there's so little known about him, and yet he's playing this really large role.
Just remember my theory here. Remember my theory. Kushner 2020. That Donald Trump is grooming him to be the next president of the United States when Donald Trump wants to leave.
We'll see. We have the prediction on record.
Right.
Could happen.
Right now,
I
he's got the legal counsel of the White House trying to figure out how they can just make him president. Can't you do that? Can I do that? I could do that, right? I could do that.
We'll see. He's definitely assuming a very powerful position.
All right. Let us now close the thing up.
The top five at five.